Well, what does that mean to you? What does that mean to have a sweep of Princeton for the first time in forever?
I obviously, you know, it's a milestone, and I think with all the newspaper articles, our guys were very aware of it. There was no way we could actually hide it. So, you know, I thought they responded pretty good based on, you know, what the numbers were. And, you know, Princeton's a tough team to play against. They always have been a tough team, and they always will be. You know, again, you know, Joe Scott, you know, in my opinion, and a lot of people's opinion, is a very good coach. So the Princeton system has been around for a long time, and we were just very fortunate this year to have won two games. I mean, they've been fortunate a lot, obviously, because this is the first sweep since 1946. So I just hope, you know, this means that our program is moving in the right direction, and we showed some character tonight, and they hit some big shots and showed some character, because they went up one with about, 5 minutes to go maybe. And at that point, we had to make a decision whether we were going to, you know, buckle down or buckle to the pressure. So,
Terry, I thought the defense was inconsistent tonight, but I thought with the game on the line, you got several stops and several help situations at just the right time. And it, to me, it was the way that you've diagrammed it all along. And it stood up at the most crucial time to me.
Well, I'm not sure. I think the inconsistency was miscommunications on the switches, which caused us to give up at least three threes in the second half. Other than that, I thought we did a pretty good job on we took away most of the post-ups tonight, but we made it difficult for them to make an easy shot. And those guys shoot the basketball, so you can't make a mistake. And we made some mistakes, and they made us pay.
Terry, John Ball, 14 points, 10 rebounds, and one heck of a little turnaround jumper.
Huge, huge. John Ball had 14 rebounds at Princeton 2 weeks ago, and he had 10 tonight and 14 points. You know, I'll tell you what, he's the glue to this team. He is the glue on both ends of the floor. He brings it every night. Guys respect him, and they respect him because he works hard. And he gives of himself each and every night out. So I can't say enough about him.
I thought the defensive work that Alex Barnett did too tonight, I think he's going to get credited with four. He probably had more than, you know, maybe eight or nine as far as redirections or chain shots.
Yeah, and Robbie, I thought the big play he made was, you know, we were up one, and Robbie was driven by their guard, and Alex had a huge block. I mean, you know, he's leading the league in block shots, and I tell you what, there wasn't one any bigger than that one in the second half. I thought he struggled in the first half, offensively and defensively.
And speaking about Robbie,
that was on the help play,
right?
How about Robbie giving you the time he gave you, hitting a big three and going all over floor burns?
I thought Robbie played with a lot of poise tonight as a freshman, and you know he's going to play hard every night. That's just his MO, and he hit a big shot. You know, we talked earlier in his career about knowing when to shoot and when not to shoot and when to pass, and I think he did a good job of that tonight, and he stepped up big. He was huge for us.
Leon went probably half the game without scoring a point. Part of that time he was on the bench in foul trouble, but he doesn't force shots, does he?
No, he doesn't. I think that's the maturity that you see in Leon. He, you know, we talk a lot about letting the game come to him. And, you know, in a zone, I mean, in the way they play their matchup zone, they had two guys near him every time he caught the ball. So in that situation, you just have to hope that you can run something to get some plays to get him open. And I thought he hit a big two with about 2 minutes to go. And I said, hey, Leon, you get a chance to take your guy, take him. You know, we're not going to run a play. It's one-on-one, and he did.
And this is just interest point, the key for them to go out of the matchup into the man? you know, there were a lot of some times tonight that they were in the match, then all of a sudden they're in man. Is there a key that they do to that?
Well, I'm not sure what
they're... I'm talking within a possession.
Within a possession, it's a matchup, which basically it's pretty much 80% man, I think, and I can't really tell you what they call it, but their key is, but they go with cutters, and you know, they make it difficult. They switch, and they make it difficult for you to get easy catches, and you know, they're really aggressive on defense.
It's hard to read.
Yeah.